Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave is back here in the No Static Attic, bringing you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarities show. Those cool hit 45s and those records that deserve that second chance on the radio. So turn your radio up real loud and just groove out on all these cool tunes that your record geek Dave the Rave is bringing you today. Johnny Barracat and the Vestels with a cool record to do there. A tune called Long Ride. Yes, because we are taking that long ride deep into the Relics of Rarities vault. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave and a classic for you right now.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Sam the Sham of the Pharaohs, of course. These days it's hard to find a woolly bully, that's for sure. And of course, a record I think inspired by the instrumentation of Woolly Bully.
thought it would be. And now that he's turned it back on you, you come cry to me. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. He put you down, now you want me back. Sorry about that. I hate to see you cry, 'cause there's nothing that I can do. But you've been gone, I've been looking around, found me someone too. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. He put you down, now you want me back. Sorry about that. I hate to see you cry, but there's nothing that I can do. Since you've been gone, I've been looking around, and I found me someone too. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. He put you down, now you want me back. Sorry about that.
Yes, had that Willy Bully sound, that's for sure. Chris Allen and the Good Timers and the Tim Colt, Sorry About That. And for, whoa, there we go, button sticking over there, for Mr. Andy Jack. Thank you so much for the call in Cleveland, Ohio.
Don't bother crying, don't bother crawling. It's all over now, no use in stalling. The love I once felt, I don't feel anymore for you. This time I'll even open the door for you. You walked out when I was down. Well, now I'm well off. And look, look who's coming round. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I wanted you? Good, it's hard to fight it, but no use explaining. I've already decided that living with you, it's worse than without you. I won't spend a lifetime all worrying about you. All things got rough and you disappeared. Now I'm back on my feet, but look, look who's standing there. So wild, I knew you were nobody's innocent child. That first day I saw you, you really got to me. I thought I could change you, what good did it do me? All things got rough and you wouldn't wait. Now you're tripping back, but babe, babe, it's too late.
That was the first 45 for the Grassroots to hit the top 100. Actually, it hit number 28 on the Billboard charts in early summer of 1966, the Grassroots, and Where Were You When I Needed You. Now, Andy Jack from Cleveland, Ohio, he calls me up on the telephone line. He says, you know, I'd love to hear that song. It's a record that you don't really hear very often, kind of a lost 45 by the Grassroots. Well, for Andy Jack in Cleveland, I'd like to give you a twin spin of the Grassroots. I'd like to play one of my favorite Grassroots songs that came out on the 45 and really never, never became a hit record.
Standing by your window, listening to the sounds of the city below, watching raindrops fall on rooftops, and the moon's looking like it's a stone's throw. Much closer than I've ever felt before. Oh, the times that we just lay silent, feeling so good to be in each other's company. And if I were an artist, then I'd sketch you in colors, how I long to show you how I care. But if my thoughts could be played just like notes, then I'd play you a melody.
Smash. I love that record there from early 1968, only peaking at number 128 on the Billboard charts. The Grassroots doing a Sloan Barry tune, Melody for You.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Yeah, that was a loud
the
sure
most
shot.
Most music!
Yes, you get the most music, yeah, that's for sure.
I know.
Here's a very Sure Shot 45. The Wrong Side of Town is the name of the record. Group called The Four Vandals. I don't know about The Wrong Side of Town because that's a record that came out on the Boardwalk record label. And it came out from my hometown. Yes, a Boardwalk Records listed as 247 Livingston Avenue in New Brunswick. That's not far from where I grew up. Wow, I wonder if that recording studio was still there. Boardwalk Records, once again, Sure Shot 45, The Four Vandals, and a tune called The Wrong Side of Town. Well, if you want to get to the right side of town, you could always take the train. Take that westbound number 9. Definite Stone Smash. Blue Eyed Soul from Detroit, Michigan on the Hot Wax record label. Peaking at number 24 in late spring, early summer of 1970. Flaming Ember, westbound number 9.
This is Relics and Rarities. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Let's get this here. I want y'all to do. I want you to meet me down at Soulville.
Tonight, tonight, tonight.
We got something cooking.
Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Oh, meet me down. Good time. Whoa. Hey, you are invited to my
got a good thing going on right here in the Galaxy Rarities Vault. Yes, pulling out all these cool records and rocking the walls, shaking the walls with the No Static Attic. Your record geek, Dave the Rave, on the OK record label from 1964. Little Joe Cook, Meet Me Down in Soulville. Yes, got a lot of cool soul records down here in Soulville. Like this next record by the great General Johnson, the guy, the voice of chairman of the board, and his group called The Showmen. Rock and roll is still here. It will stand. The Showmen, Dave the Rave, and of course on this particular day and right around this time, I want to thank Pete Wagner from Colonia, New Jersey. Great idea. He says, you know, Dave the Rave, it is Veterans Day. You know, so not only is rock and roll standing, but also the great fighting men, and now, of course, the great fighting women of our great soldiers, our veterans, our current men fighting, and our current women that are serving in the military. So for Veterans Day, a song that kind of celebrates the strength, the courage of the American fighting men. And, of course, you got to add the women in there now. So here's Sergeant Barry Sadler. Thank you, Pete Wagner, for that phone call.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits.
Her green beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Sergeant Barry Sadler, in early 1966, in the height of the Vietnam War, that in early 66 hit number one on the Billboard charts, not just for 1 week, not 2 weeks, 5 weeks, number one. Sergeant Barry Sadler, the Ballad of the Green Berets, and to all soldiers in every division of the U.S. military, we celebrate you, we salute you. Happy Veterans Day, and hope you have a good service and return home real soon to your families and so forth. But we do salute you on this Veterans Day holiday. This was last week's Mystery Oldie 45. Let's see if anybody figured out who was singing this song.
Loneliness is the coat you wear. Deep shade of blue is always there. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. The moon ain't gonna rise in the sky. The tears are always cloudy. Is the place you're in with nothing to lose, but no more to win.
Brothers, well, they had the big hit with that particular record in spring of 1966, but months before the Walker Brothers did that particular record, it was done originally on the Smash record label, the first solo release that actually charted, although it certainly didn't chart very high. For you ready for this? Frankie Valli. Yes, the voice of the Four Seasons recorded that 45 months before the Walker Brothers had the big hit with that particular song, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. In fact, just last week, it actually dropped off the charts. Going back to 1965, it peaked at number 128. That was the first week of its release. And then, of course, the second week, number 130. And that's it. Last week, it disappeared off of the charts back in November of 1965. But yes, the original version, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, Frankie Valli. A lot of guesses said the Walker Brothers, who, of course, like I said, had that hit later on. But those who got it right were Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Harold Fritkus from Edison, New Jersey, Frank Constantino, Parlin, New Jersey, Jim and Linda Rettberg from Maryland, Carol Sigismonde, Edison, New Jersey, Greg Fuse from Somerset, New Jersey. Let's see here. Do I have, looking at my list over here, got a lot of people on this particular list here. Flo and Kayla, no, they didn't get it right. They said the Walker Brothers. Santi, of course, down there in South Beach, Florida, he got it right. Also, congratulations to Ursula Burnett, Olasala, Olasala Burnett, and Bob Kurtz from Franklin Park, New Jersey. Also, Carolyn Ruperto and the King and Queen, Dawn and Larry Kukan from South Plainfield, New Jersey. I think I got everybody. If I missed your name, please accept my apology. We had so many phone calls. A lot of people ended up in the overflow. Once again, a new mystery oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So jot down my phone line, 609-948-4487. 609-948-4487. You could also email your guesses to me, dave@davetherave.com. Once again, dave@davetherave.com. And if you wouldn't mind, just to make it easy, because we get so much email, in the subject of your email, when you take a guess, please put in the subject Mystery Oldie. Now, Kevin Buxton from Campbellsport, Wisconsin, he loves to challenge Dave the Rave. But Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave, that true record geek on the radio. Yes, on the Kedarian record label. Where do I find these records? By a group called the Morning Days. Morning Days, and they spell it M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. D-A-Y-Z-E, the Morning Days on the Kedarian record label. So by request for Kevin Buxton, Fly My Paper Airplane.
You can hear me say,
group called The Morning Days. Kid Daly and the record label, Fly My Paper Airplane.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Dave the Rave remembers 1964.
They probably should have won the contest for the best sound-alike groups of the Four Seasons. Bob Gaudio and I think Frankie Valli both involved with the production of that particular record. They were known as the Forevers. The Forevers. And a great request from Frank Constantino, Portland, New Jersey. He said, Dave the Rave, do you remember that record? Well, come on. I am the true record geek. I actually own that 45 along with 115,000 plus other 45. I even have the original version on 45. It was originally released by Smash Records called Please Be Mine and then later changed to Be My Girl. But what a great sounding record that was. Actually hit the Billboard Top 100, peaking in early 64. Well, right around, I guess, early summer of 64. Peaking at number 75 on the Billboard charts. Once again, the Forevers and Be My Girl. Well, it's now time for the Mystery Oldie record, and I don't expect any winners on this record. I'm going to call this Dave the Rave pitching out. Whew, shut out! Yes, I'm going to shut everybody out on this one. It's kind of a cool record, and this is by a group that had a lot of hit records, but this is like their very first 45, and I don't know if anybody's going to figure this one out. It's going to be a tough one, and no Shazam! No cheating on this one! Okay, it's okay. You get one guess only, and once again, taking calls now, taking calls after the show as well. If you end up in our overflow, just leave your name and phone number and your guess, and I will call you back. 609-948-4487, 609-948-4487. You can also email me. Use in the subject line of your email, please, Mystery Oldie, the email address dave@davetherave.com. Once again, dave@davetherave.com. Listen carefully, one guess only, who is singing this record, and good luck to everyone. Thank you. admit it, I've got you all. I might even have stumped Santi and Dawn and Larry, Kukan, Gary Mace. I think I've stumped everybody out there. That's the Mystery Oldie 45. Once again, the very first 45 by a group that had a whole bunch of hit records. So dial me up and take a guess, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com. One guess only. We play just for fun. Who did that last record?
This is Dave the Rave. Of relics and rarities in the No Static Attic.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 115,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. We go back to 1965 for this very cool record. On that record, and I hope you are too. That's my Discovery of the Week. Originally came out on the Ambassador record label, later re-released on the Royal Tone record label. Gene Anderson and his Dynamic Psychedelics, and a tune called Baby I Dig You out of St. Louis, Missouri. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. And 50 years ago, here's a record that you were digging on 50 years ago. You remember this record by the great Wichita Lineman? Yes, Mr. Glenn Campbell.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than won't you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
line. Five that was just beginning its climb on the Billboard charts right around this time in 1968. The late, great Glen Campbell. Love that record. Jimmy Webb composition. Wichita Lineman. That's going to do it for the Relics of Rarity show as we approach the top of the hour. I had a blast. I mean, I am the true record geek. Just love digging into these 45 boxes and pulling out some lost gems from 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio, and of course, playing some cool hits as well. The Relics and Rarities show. Of course, you've got a lost 45. You got that Take the Relics and Rarities challenge. Day the Rave with all the records you crave. Contact me. Dial me up at 609-948-4487 or simply email me, dave@davetherave.com. Of course, we've got the Black Flamingos playing in the background for you on the High Tide record label. And a very cool record called Neon Encounter. They are a local group here out of New Jersey. And this, I love this 45. Nice, cool instrumental. Of course, you can check out archive shows and also pick up a Dave the Rave Relics Roadies t-shirt at my website, www.davetherave.com. Happy Veterans Day. Salute our veterans. No doubt about that. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.